Coming up next is Read to Me.
Just laughing, everybody seems so happy. Have I possibly gone daffy? What is this? What's this? There are children throwing snowballs here instead of throwing heads. They're busy building toys and absolutely no one's dead. There's frost on every window, oh, I can't believe my eyes. And in my bones I feel the warmth that's coming from inside. Oh look, what's this? They're hanging mistletoe. They kiss? Why, that looks so unique. Inspired! They're gathering around to hear a story. Roasting chestnuts on a fire. What's this? What's this? In here, they've got a little tree. How clear that you would ever think. And why? They're covering it with tiny little things. They've got electric lights and strings. And there's a smile in every one. So now correct me if I'm wrong. This looks like fun. This looks like fun. Oh, could it be? I got my wish. What's this? Oh my, what now? The children are asleep. But look, there's nothing underneath. No ghouls, no witches here to scream and scare them or instead them. Only little cozy things secure inside their dreamland. What's this? Monsters are all missing and the nightmares can't be found. And in their place there seems to be good feelings all around. Instead of screams, I swear I can hear music in the air. The smell of cakes and pies is absolutely everywhere. The sight, the sound, they're everywhere and all around. I've never felt so good before. This empty place inside of me is filling up. I simply cannot get enough. I want it, oh, I want it, oh, I want it for my own. I've got to know what is this place that I have found. What is this?
Christmas Town?
And that was Read to Me with What's This from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. I know he's been waiting to do this one.
Yeah, and I've actually been wanting him to do this song because I thought he could do really well with it. Strong entrance. Your energy was wavering. I mean, sometimes you had really strong energy. Sometimes it was lacking energy. Like the Wake Up Jack, I thought I could have had like a sudden biggerness to it. Or it could have been like bigger, then it just went back down. Around the 120 section, it could have had more wonder and softness to it. Overall, I think a lot of the parts needed more awe of new discovery or like your wow in this wonderland. So pretty much I wanted you to act a bit more into the song. Around 158, this looks like fun, this looks like fun. It sounded like you were off the timing or something or you stumbled. Sometimes I would have liked more flow into the sections because it felt too sun every now and then. The sights, the sound, it felt like the was cut in or was cut out. I don't know what it was. Let's see. Sometimes, and this is again with the timing, it felt like you were racing to finish the song sometimes because it was just like going real fast. It didn't have that, the pacing was a little iffy. And then Hello Jack from the original.
I was going to say, was that him or was that the original?
I think that's the original, because then you hear the Santa Claus right after that.
Really?
Although the Santa Claus sounded kind of a little Waltery. That's why I was like, not sure if it was him or not. It kind of sounded a little Waltery.
Well,
I wasn't sure. Like, okay. Walter makes a cameo as Santa?
I don't like Santa Reed, LOL.
So I might be wrong in that one then.
I don't know.
And that's all I really have. So, Ambie?
See, for me, I loved the personality of this. I loved the energy of it. But I think it needed way more diction, especially in the what's this? Because it kind of you were kind of going really, really fast with it, and you weren't, like, saying the T in what enough. So it was like, was this? It was almost like the Ebonics version of the song. like all of the sounds of the words were not fully clear, and it kind of sounded like you, almost like you had a lisp at times, and it just, like, there were certain, because with this song, like, that's the challenge, I think, of this song, is getting all of those, sorry. I'm telling them what you just said, Zelina. No. I'm telling them what you just said. As I'm saying all this about, you know, it's like Ebonics and all that. She writes in the chat, Omi's ears just perked up. So if you're in the listen, Omi, did your ears just perk up? Anyways, as I was saying before I had that little laugh bit. What was I saying? It just, with this song, the challenge of the song is getting all of the sounds out. Because it's just so fast, and it's a very wordy song. And I felt that some of the words were just bleeding together and making new sounds that were not, I don't know. Because, like, yeah. I needed more T in the what in all the what's this. And the fact that that's, like, the name of the song and that is said so many times made it, after a while, just kind of like, oh, for the love of God, pronounce the T, Reed. Pronounce the T. But you didn't. So, yeah. But other than that, like I said, I really liked the personality and the energy of this, but it needed way more diction for me. Or maybe just care to what you were saying, like more attention to it and not just kind of like going with the flow, just a little bit more care taken to it. Sometimes people are overly cautious with getting everything right. This was underly cautious with getting everything, all the words right. Jeffers?
Yeah, I'm really one to talk about enunciation and pronunciation, but I agree with Andy that it needed more enunciation at times. And since I'm not familiar with this song, I kind of like, what am I listening to at some times? I couldn't like understand at all. But I thought your performance was good, Reed. And I also thought the music was too loud overall, but that could just be a headphones thing since they didn't mention it. So, yeah, that's all.
Oh, I had that the music was a little loud in the beginning, but then it got better as it went along.
In the beginning, I was like really listening for his vocals because it was just way too loud, but it might be my headphones.
Alright then. Are we done then?
Yep.
Alright.
I usually figured if we're really quiet, we're done.
Okay. Yeah.
I think the next one up is Valkyrie Celeste.
In a perfect world, If you are there beside me, like dark turning into day, somehow we'll get through now that I found you. Love will find a way. I was so
Valkyrie Celeste with Love Will Find a Way from The Lion King 2, which is my favorite love song. Well, I might have a new favorite love song.
I might. I have to hear the whole song.
Oh,
you know what I think it is?
Yes, it is. It's so pretty. They wrote a new love duet for Jasmine and Aladdin in the Aladdin musical, and I heard a small clip of it last night, and it's actually really pretty. And I'm really sad that this is just supposed to be a regional production of the show and not like a full-scale Broadway production. I'm kind of hoping that once it's the whole reasoning behind it is because they're developing it so that they can license it out through Musical Theater International. So they were like working on it. But the director is the guy who just won the Tony for Book of Mormon. And this is, like, the same theater where, like, Book of Mormon was, and then after Book of Mormon opened there, they decided to take it to Broadway. So I'm kind of hoping that once it opens and if it gets good reviews, they'll be like, hey, let's actually take this to New York and see what happens. Because from what I've seen of it, it actually looks really good from what I've seen and what I have heard. Because it's, I'm going on too much. But there's a beautiful new duet that they wrote for Jasmine and Aladdin called A Million Miles Away, and it's beautiful. So that might be my new favorite love song. But until I hear the full thing, this is my favorite love song.
I'm so bummed. Like, I almost can see it, but I don't, because I come back right after it closes.
Oh, because
it's like it's like a very easy drive from where my school is. I'm, like, really bummed.
Maybe they'll extend it. Who knows? But, yeah. Anyways, to Valk. We'll talk more about this when we're in the same. People should go look it up. It's called A Million Miles Away. I posted it on my Facebook yesterday, if anybody's my Facebook friend.
Oh.
It's really good. Fifth Avenue, I think the YouTube is Fifth Avenue Theater is the name of the YouTube channel. It's awesome. So Valk, my favorite love song. I don't know how I felt about this. Like, I commend you for going with, like, a piano cover version of the song, because the DVD rips of it all kind of suck that I've heard. So I commend you for going with the piano version, but I don't know. I felt that you were... See, when you go with something like this as your backtrack, you kind of have to compromise to the choices that the piano player has made. Because if you deviate from the song is already deviating from the original already, then if you deviate from the deviation, it sounds like, whoa, what's going on? Because, like, there were parts when the piano was playing clear melody notes
and you were going like way askew from them. So it kind of falls under that melody in the backtrack danger zone with that part of it. And just, I thought it was shaky at times. The music was either too loud or the vocals were too low. I couldn't tell. And you topped really bad twice. Like, I don't know, the overall quality of this seemed like a huge step back for you. And I don't know if it was how you recorded it or how your mixer mixed it, but something was definitely
different.
Different or off or something. I don't know what it was, but it just didn't work for me. Like, I thought that if you just would have, and I hate to say conform, but I if you had just conformed a little bit more to what the piano player was doing, and the quality of this was a little bit better, this would have been awesome, but it just was not enough. Jeffers?
I've actually heard this piano backtrack before, and someone else has used it. I don't remember who.
Well, she used this, I think, for the Valentine's special. And this is a redo of it.
Well, I know, but I feel like someone else has used it before, and
I feel like it's Calico Piano.
But, like, the piano instrumental itself is so it's like, not meant to be sung with, because, like, the timing is just all over the place in the piano.
Yeah.
And this is going to sound really bad, but I said in my notes, like, at times you started kind of sudden and fell behind the music a little bit because the backtrack has odd timing, and it must be really hard to see it in Audacity when you can't see.
You are bad. Like,
okay. When you record in Audacity or like whatever you recording in, you can see like the piano beats coming along when you actually look at the screen, but like Val can't see it coming. And I felt so okay. Moving on.
As terribly like discriminative as that sounds, you do bring up a really good point, especially on a song like this where it's a don't show, Zelina, don't show. Don't die.
I think you're killing Zelina.
Zelina, please. Drink some water.
What do you think I'm joking on? Oh, God.
Wait, are you really drinking your tequila or vodka or whatever you had?
No, I'm having my banana strawberry shake. And I'm good. Go ahead.
Okay, let's see. Where was I? Okay, blind on the side. I thought your emotion was good. I really like the tenderness and dynamics you had in there. The lower notes I wasn't a fan of in the first verse. It sounded a little like hard and a little drony sounding. And I like your liberties apart from the clashing with the backtrack. Like, I thought they were very nice if the instrumentation was different. But I really like your emotion a lot, though. I thought that was like the strong point of this song. Zell?
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm always recovering. Overall, I thought you had some really pretty moments, but I heard a lot of clicks, and sometimes I thought you were just off at the backtrack, and I think these are notes to your mixer, not to yourself. But you, like Ambi said, you had some really shaky moments, like around 50 seconds, something world, the world was...
Oh, yeah, I have world, in a perfect world, I think it was... Something with world.
Well, it's one of those worlds. And that's all I really have. Like, some of your notes were, like, really wonky every now and then. That's all I have.
Are you okay now, Zoe? Are you not dying anymore? Okay, good.
I'm not dying.
Good. All right. If Zelina's not dying and we have nothing else to say, coming up next is... I keep looking on the wrong tab. Omi Pride 09 is next. I keep clicking on the wrong tab to look at the list. And I end up in like the next round challenges list that we have.
The gate door is closed. The echoes fill your soul. They won't say which way to go. Just trust your heart. sure anymore. It's just so hard. The voices in my head tell me they know best. Got me on the edge, they pushing, they're pushing, they're pushing. I know they got a plan, but the ball's in my hand. This time it's man to man, I'm dropping, I'm fighting. It's time to... It's spinning faster, what do I do now? Cause I choke, I don't know where to go, what's the right team? I want my own thing, so bad I'm gonna scream. I can't choose, so confused, what's it all mean? I want my own dream, so bad I'm gonna scream. I'm kicking down the walls, I gotta make them fall. Just break through them all, I'm pushing and crashing. I'm gonna fight to find myself, me and no one else. Way I get down, searching and searching, can find it. I should tomorrow left us like nothing works. Without you, I don't know where to go. What's the right thing? I want my own thing, so bad I'm gonna scream. I can't choose, so confused, what's it all mean? I want my own dream, so bad I'm gonna scream. Cooks burning down, hear the crowd getting loud. I've been sued by the sound. Is it heard? Is it love? Can music ever be enough? Gotta work it out. Gotta work it out. You can do it. You can do it.
Omi with Scream from High School Musical 3. Yeah.
Climbing up a wall of basketballs.
I'm kind of... Is
that what this is about?
No, the whole thing is he's supposed to be like deciding where he wants to go to school, and everyone else is like telling him what he should and shouldn't do, and he's like, I just want to scream. Do I want to be a basketball star? Do I want to be a theater star? And he's like in the gym, and like there's like basketballs flying all over the place, and it's so hilarious. Hilariously bad.
Swallow.
No comment.
No.
Oh, he's eating a bagel now.
I'm like hungry.
I've got coffee now. With the last of the Almond Joy creamer. It's been discontinued.
Oh.
It's sad. It's delicious. It's like drinking Almond Joys.
Blueberry bagel aside, Omi, I'm actually really sick of this song because I played it, like, I had it on repeat, like, 30 times when I tried writing lyrics for Valk in the radio because she did a parody of this. But, Omi, this was kind of, like, bit on it for me in that it needed more attack in the song for me. Like, the lyrics are very, like, not... strong, but they're very like directed,
aggressive.
And they're not aggressive, but like they're very like heated, and I didn't really get that from this. it sounded too smooth for me, and I don't know, this song doesn't really seem like an Omi style song per se. So and I also wasn't very a fan of that last yell. I felt like it could have been more, but I applaud you for yelling. I'm like doing my Want to Go Black song last night, and yelling is hard in songs. So it's hard, Gozel.
So I can get back to you.
Yes.
All right, Omi, I'm going to beat Amy to this. But I heard pops and clicks. And
yeah, I did too.
And it's like Escape, Just, Closed. Where was the other one? Time. Like, there are so many of them that I stopped just writing them down. I would have liked a bit more Attack or, like I said, aggressive. I don't know the song, but I assumed it was not a mean song, but a very angry song. So I thought maybe it could have been a bit more aggressive. Vocally, I did like the line, I don't know what to do now because I don't. Like, I liked how that came out around 120. I don't know if it fits the song, but I thought it sounded nice. And the scared me, or the scream scared me.
Last yell.
Ah! It was kind of a little Charlie Brown yelly. Like that ah! that he does.
When he misses a football or something.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's all I really have. Ambi?
Oh. Okay. I'm kind of sick of this song, too, but in a different way from Jeffers. They play, like, there's a like, cycling track they play at work, and this is on there, so I have to hear it, like, once every 45 minutes. So, I don't know how long the track, I haven't figured out yet how long the cycle is on it, but it does come up quite a few times during one of my shifts. So it's like, oh, this song. Rawr. So yeah, Puff was my first note. Oh my God, they play this at work was my second note. I'm going back to, I gave this note to, I think, two people tonight, and you're the third person I'm giving it to, was I think that you started too strong, and I would have liked to start like a little softer, and it would have made it dynamically better, because I felt that it was a little one level with it. Like, I thought that if you had started in, like, the slow part in the beginning softer and a little bit more, like, forlorn, when you came in then, when the music picked up, it would have been stronger. And, like, the level you were at there was right where you needed to be, but then it needed to build and it didn't build. So, like, the middle section had the right energy / oomph. The beginning needed a little less, and the ending needed a little bit more. So... And it was all just kind of one line. And I could tell that you were holding back on a lot of the, not the notes, but the words, because I could just tell you were afraid of Puffs. All those push-ins, the pushing and I could tell. Like, I could just picture you. They're like, looking at the microphone, like, please don't puff, please don't push. Pushing. But I loved the chorus, though. Like, I really liked the chorus, and I would have liked more of that kind of, like, yeah, energy going on. And, yeah. Yeah, I think, and Omi can correct me on this later, I think he has a handheld mic, and I think that's part of the Puff problem, is the fact that he has a handheld mic.
It's some generic USB microphone. I sampled his for the thread on VH, though.
I'm fairly certain it's a handheld. And I think that's part of the problem. And I really think he needs a
stand.
I think what you need, Omi, and look into this is getting just a simple stand and making a makeshift pop screen so that you don't have, because some of the puffs might not necessarily be a puff from the sound of it, but might be a puff from your hand on the microphone. Because I've experienced that with handheld mics, is sometimes if you move your hand just right, the microphone will actually pick up the sound of your hand on the microphone and the microphone moving. So I really suggest, even if you just make a makeshift stand somehow, like a stick and a hair clip or something, I don't know. Like, just something, some kind of makeshift stand, just so that you get your hands off the microphone. Because I think that's part of the problem with the puffs. And, like, going too directly into the microphone itself.
That's good.
Because I know my old microphone, what are you laughing at?
I can hear Jeffers.
You can hear me eating?
Oh, chewing. Yeah, we can hear you eating. Oh. And the bird in the background. But
I'm going to sit far away now. This is something,
because for a while, I had to use a handheld microphone as well, and I had problems with puffs, and it's actually, the puffs don't come out as much if you actually sing over the top of the microphone rather than directly into it, because then the air goes over the microphone and not into the microphone.
That's good.
And that's my suggestion for Omi's mic for the episode. Zell, I have those a lot.
Why did you tell me I was picking up my eating?
know, because you said, yeah, that's good. And I'm like, is he talking about his muffin or his bagel? That's why I'm still laughing, because I keep thinking that.
I was like, how good is this Yeti? I mean, I'm sitting like a good 3 feet away trying to eat in the corner.
A Yeti is like, no. Pick up a pin across powerful. The room.
It's powerful. I can hear things from downstairs on it.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm half done with Yeti's half the bagel, so only half more left.
Awesome. All right, who's up next?
Shark cookies!
Cookies!
Yay! Yum, 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 woo-hoo. Yum.
I don't know if you can hear me, or if you're even there. I don't know if you would listen to a gypsy's prayer. Yes, I know I'm just an outcast. I shouldn't speak to you. Still, I see your face and wonder, were you once an outcast too? God help the outcast, hungry from birth. Show them the mercy they don't find on earth. God help my people, we look to you still. God help the outcast, nobody will.
I ask for wealth, I ask for fame, I ask for glory to shine on my name.
I ask for love I can't possess.
By, but I know so many less lucky than I. Please help my people, the poor and downtrodden. I thought we all were the children of God. God help the
All right, and that was Sharp Cookies with God Help the Outcast from Hunchback of Notre Dame. I'm really surprised this song has not been sung all season.
Me too.
Truth be told. I'm like, I had to double check, like, the listener thing. I'm like, has this song really not been done yet? It's appalling. So, yeah. Cookies, I heard clicks. And actually, throughout the song, I heard clicks and pops or crackles of some sort. Let's see. Now, here's the first thing that caught me really off guard. I don't know if you can hear me. The intro sentence, it needed diction work on it. Because it sounded sloppy, like, in the middle of that. There were two liberties I caught that went higher. And that's the Don't Find on Earth, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't as strong as the next one as Better Than I. That one was a lot more confident or was more solid than the Earth one. In some cases, I thought some of the words were a bit too staccato, or like the held notes felt like they were cut too early. And that was something that was just a little distracting for me. But you had some really nice vocal moments other than that. Ambie?
He always go to me as soon as I like click away from my notes. Never fails. Cookies. I liked this. I didn't have a whole lot to say about it because it wasn't super epic for me, but at the same time, I thought it was still really good. Like, I just thought it was pleasant to listen to for this song. I will admit, I'm not a huge fan of this song. I think it's a little boring, this song. I'm not a huge fan. The timing here, there was one part where the timing was a little odd, but overall, for the most part, I still thought this was decent. It was a safe one for me. Like, it wasn't super risky, either in the bad direction or the good direction. I thought it was kind of like middle groundy.
Yeah.
Jeffers?
Better group.
I think the line that you were talking about, Ambi, was "please help my people" at the end. Like, I wrote down it came in late because she held the note right before a little too long. Let's see. I thought you had nice tenderness and emotion, and it sat really nice in your range, and I liked how she did that liberty with the earth and the eye, because that's a low note that I've heard a lot of people struggle on. Earth. I don't know, it sounded different from how most I've heard a lot of other people sing it. They sing it more like, I don't know,
Bette Midler.
Yeah, well, like more, not powerful, but like more gospel-y, I guess. And I kind of liked her take on it. So, yeah, good job, Cookies. I didn't have a lot to note either.
Yeah, okay.
Silence, we're done.
Yeah, we're done. Who is next? I actually have the list up. It's Genesis.